Criminal barristers are striking at 16 courthouses around the country, demanding the restoration of pay cuts imposed on them in the aftermath of the financial crisis. Hundreds of members of the Bar of Ireland who practice in criminal law are taking part in the protest. Our Southern editor, Pascal Sheehy, has been speaking to some of those who are on strike in Cork.
Paula McCarthy. I am a criminal barrister and I'm practicing in Cork, in the Cork Circuit, and I've been doing so now for nearly 16 years. We are here today because we are looking for restoration of the criminal legal aid fees. There was a commitment from the government in 2018 to restore our fees. There was an independent inquiry carried out at that time with the Department of Justice and the DPP, and it was accepted that there was no basis they could be seen not to restore the fees at that time. Nothing has been done with that except for there was a partial restoration in October 2023. But what you have to remember with that October 2023 restoration was that was a 10% restoration, and we had a 10% cut in 2011, and that was unique to barristers and to nobody else providing services to the state. So in fact we have just got back that restoration of that 10% cut, but there's still the FEMFI cuts are still there and have not been restored. The minister a week ago said that the FEMFI cuts have been restored in their entirety and there was no basis for them anymore, which is absolutely not true because they are still applicable to barristers and we're still operating on payment scales that are going back now to 2008, and that is not appropriate in order to maintain the standards at the criminal bar.
My name is Tom Creed. I'm a senior counsel. I'm practicing here in Cork, also in Dublin. I practice at the criminal bar, but I also do some civil work. The bar have done a lot in recent years with the Denham Fellowship to try and get people into the bar from all walks of life, not just from people who can afford to be at the bar. And unless it's sustainable, unfortunately, people who want to practice at the criminal bar won't be able to do it. And they're the people that I'm concerned about. I've been doing this for 40 years. This is not about me, right? This is about young people coming to the bar and making a sustainable living at the criminal bar. And I believe it's vitally important for our criminal justice system.
Barristers in Cork with our Southern editor, Pascal Sheehy. Our legal affairs correspondent, Orla O'Donnell, is with us. Remind us more of the background to this strike today, Orla.
Well, you heard some of it there, Gavin. The barristers say they're not looking for a pay rise. What they're looking for is pay restoration. And simply put, they say they endured a number of pay cuts in the aftermath of the financial crash. Now, in January, a 10% pay increase came into effect, and that was given to them following a day of action, an unprecedented day of action in October, where they withdrew their services for the first time. But they say that that only unwound one of what they say were effectively four pay cuts after 2008. They also say the breaking of the link with public sector pay agreements hasn't been restored. And they say, despite a commitment from the Minister for Justice, Helen McAtee, a promised mechanism to look at fees has still not begun. Now, there are other issues bubbling as well. Criminal barristers in the district court earn as little as €27 a day. They're also paid by solicitors and they want a mechanism where they would be paid directly. There are issues too about the pay of solicitors who work in criminal defence and work in the legal aid scheme. And barristers said, you heard a little bit of that there, that they're concerned about the future. Senior counsel Sean Gearan said he was concerned, and it has already happened, that the DPP is having problems getting suitably experienced counsel to prosecute cases. It's also very difficult for young people to stay in the profession, to be able to make a living, to sustain themselves as they get experience and become the more experienced people that the bar needs.
What effect is what they're doing today having on court action?
Well, essentially no criminal business is being done today. Now, there are solicitors in each court taking notes of adjourned dates, for example. Trials and cases are being adjourned in the district court. Trials are being adjourned in the circuit criminal court until tomorrow. The central criminal court didn't sit at all today. There are a number of sex abuse trials underway. Those trials will continue tomorrow. Members of the public were called in this morning as potential jurors for jury panels in cases, and they were sent home immediately. And we had a number of people expressing unhappiness about that, saying why did they have to call in so many people? Why couldn't they have told them in advance that they weren't needed? Obviously, the courts are very busy places. They're constantly under pressure in relation to getting cases on, having judges available to hear cases and getting trials going. And this kind of action is obviously inconvenient. And in the worst case scenario, it's very distressing for people who are involved in serious court cases to have their cases adjourned. However, we will, it looks like, see more of it this month. The Minister for Justice, in a statement, said that she's committed to making further progress in relation relation to the restoration of criminal legal aid fees, but she said this will be done in the upcoming budget and the budgetary process, she said, must be followed. And that has not reassured the criminal barristers, and they say they intend to continue with two more days of action planned later this month.
Aura, thank you.